This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Top leaders of three major parties agree to forward process of appointing Chief Justice. Education Ministry urges local levels and schools to lead school enrollment campaign till mid-May. Nepali and Chinese officials discuss border security and opening of Tatapani crossing. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology predicts pollution across Nepal to continue for 3 days. And almost 100 civilians killed in fighting between government forces and paramilitary forces in Sudan. Now the news in detail. Top leaders of three major political parties and House Speaker Devraj Khemire have reached to an understanding to recommend the name to fill in the post of Chief Justice holding a meeting of the Constitutional Council. Nepali Congress leader Ramesh Lekhak said Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, CPN UMA Chairman KP Sharma Oli, Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deoba and Speaker Devraj Khemire agreed to forward the process to appoint Chief Justice. In the meeting held at Balkot Best residence of Chairman Oli yesterday, the leaders also discussed the issue related to the bills related to Transitional Justice and Constitutional Council. The Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has called on local levels and schools to continue student enrollment campaign for the academic year 2023-24 till mid-May. The Centre for Education and Human Resources Development under the Ministry has already sent a circular to run the student enrollment campaign for the academic session. After holding consultation with the stakeholders at the Education Ministry, Education Minister Ashok Rai launched the campaign on the 13th of April. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that overall economic indicators in the country have improved with the formation of the new government. Addressing the meeting of the Industry Commerce Promotion Dialogue Council in Singha Darbar yesterday afternoon, the Prime Minister said that the country's economy was still struggling amid challenging times, but the overall economic indicators had improved. The Prime Minister said that the external sector of the economy has gradually improved due to the government's measures and the liquidity level had increased while foreign currency reserve, remittance inflow and tourist arrivals have improved. On the occasion, the Prime Minister said that the government had accorded top priority for policy-level structural and procedural reforms for the transformation and strengthening of economy as well as for service delivery, good governance and development. Construction work. Ministry for Communications and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has said the Federal Civil Service Act has been in the priority of the government. Responding to the queries raised by the lawmakers in the House meeting yesterday, Minister Sharma claimed that the process of doubling the Civil Service Act is in the final stage. The parliamentarians were raising concern on the delay in formulating Act while deliberating on the report to monitor and evaluation of the implementation of the annual report of the National Concern and Coordination Committee for the last three consecutive fiscal years in the House meeting. Furthermore, Minister Sharma said the government has focused on amending Public Procurement Act as well, adding the tendency of not completing development projects on time, seeking loopholes in the Act. Government officials from Nepal and China on Monday held a bilateral meeting at the northern Tatapani border crossing to discuss border security and the opening of the border. The meeting saw participation of representatives from security agencies on both sides of the border and covered topics such as border security management, crime control and COVID-19 prevention measures. Deputy Superintendent of Police Ram Kumar Yadav stated that the meeting focused on strengthening the security system and being more sensitive in cooperation and coordination work in mutual security-related activities. The discussions also involved officials from Sindhupalchuk District Administration and Nalam County Administration and the security agencies, customs and immigration officers from both the countries. The meeting agreed on improving border security by conducting joint training, patrolling, setting up additional checkpoints and arranging strict checks while sharing information related to border security immediately. Lawmakers have called on the government to be accountable to the parliament and implement the directives given by the parliamentary committees. Taking part in the House meeting, the MPs urged the government to be serious on implementing the reports brought by the parliamentary committees after intensive deliberation and study. The National Assembly was discussing the evaluation and follow-up report on the implementation of National Concern and Coordination Committee's annual reports for the last three consecutive fiscal years yesterday. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Narayan Kazi-Shrestha has held talks with representatives of the United Nations. During the meeting held at the Home Ministry yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha informed UN representatives that Nepal is in the process of graduating to the list of developing countries by 2026. The Deputy Prime Minister applauded the roles played by the UN for the procession of uplifting Nepal's status. He also expressed Nepal's commitment to maintaining sustainable development while graduating from the current status. On the occasion, the UN representative said Nepal should prioritize agriculture, renewable energy and sustainable tourism, among others. They also emphasized on coordinating with subordinate bodies for prompt disaster management. In reply, Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha said the government was serious about addressing issues related to disaster risk reduction and management. Air pollution across the country, including the Kathmandu Valley, has gone rampant in the past few days, and the condition is expected to remain the same for three more days. The Meteorological Forecasting Division says wind and rainfall are unlikely for some days, thus resulting in the continuation of the atmospheric pollution. Spokesperson for the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology Shankar Prasad Paudal said a lack of rainfall and wildfires in most parts of the country in the past few days are blamed for air pollution. The department has urged people to take precautions and not to step outside home and use face masks and sunglasses. Finance Minister Dr. Prakasharan Mahath has stressed the need for government and the private sector to work hand-in-hand to resolve problems surfaced in the country's economy. Addressing a function organized to congratulate the new office bearers of the Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry in Kathmandu yesterday, Finance Minister Dr. Mahath said the government was ready to cooperate with the private sector for economic improvements. The Finance Minister acknowledged that the problem surfaced due to lack of synchronicity between politics and economic accountability. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 104 new cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. Deputy spokesperson at the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, said the cases were confirmed while testing 1,632 samples. He further said a person succumbed to COVID infection in Kathmandu yesterday. The number of active cases of COVID-19 in the country now stands at 379. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Almost 100 civilians reportedly died in Sudan during the violence provoked by a power struggle in the country's military leadership. Explosions and gunfire were reported on Monday morning in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, with the fighting entering the third day. According to the BBC, hostilities are centered on the city's Republican Palace, Army Command Building and International Airport. The fighting follows a rift between the head of the army and the leader of the rival paramilitary group, the Rapid Support Forces. 12 people have died from heat stroke, while many others have been admitted to hospital after attending an awards ceremony in India's Maharashtra state. According to the BBC, the government-sponsored event took place in an open ground under a blazing sun and lasted for several hours. Thousands of people attended Sunday's event, which was held to felicitate a prominent social activist. Many people complained of dehydration and other heat-related ailments after attending the function. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 32.3 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 14.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Top leaders of three major parties agree to forward process of appointing Chief Justice. Education Ministry urges local levels and schools to lead school enrollment campaign till mid-May. Nepali and Chinese officials discuss border security and opening of the Tatapani crossing. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology predicts pollution across Nepal to continue for 3 days. And almost 100 civilians killed in fighting between government forces and paramilitary forces in Sudan. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for mornings and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.